Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. When an actor goes from being in front of the camera to behind it, it's usually interesting to see how they do. Some people are able to fit into it perfectly and make a very good film, but more often than not, when an actor becomes a director, it's usually a different story. The movies that they make are more focused on the performance instead of everything else. Olivia Wilde directing Booksmart, Ben Affleck directing Gone Baby Gone, Sofia Coppola directing Lost in Translation. All great movies, but nobody is focusing on anything else other than the stellar acting in those films. Two of my favorites are One Night in Miami, directed by Regina King, and A Bronx Tale, directed by Robert De Niro. Those are films that rely more on the acting than anything else to make it good, and they are really good. It's something to keep in mind for today's film, Mikey and Nikki. Mikey and Nikki is a 1976 crime film written and directed by Elaine May. If you don't know who that is, I wouldn't hold it against you. Back in the 50s and 60s, Elaine May was a comedian who grew popular really quick due to being in a comedy duo with Mike Nichols. Their whole thing was improv on the stage, and they employed it in their acts. Although their time together was short, they are deemed to be one of the most underrated comedy acts ever. Mike Nichols, conveniently enough, would also go on to be a film director and did some stuff you've probably heard of. And although Elaine May also became a director, she was not met with the same success. Mikey and Nikki, although being her most well-known film, would start a chain reaction of bad luck for May in the director's chair. Mikey and Nikki stars Peter Falk and John Cassavetes in the title roles. Nikki is a small-time crook who steals money from a mob boss and has a hit put on him. With nowhere else left to turn, he calls up his childhood friend Mikey to help him out. The film doesn't really have any structure to it. It's mainly just Mikey and Nikki crawling around New York City trying to avoid a hitman played by Ned Beatty of all people, and it relies a lot on Fox and Cassavetes acting and chemistry. They ramble to each other about the past, stuff that they could have done or wish they didn't say. It makes the film very intimate and is able to make you look past how amateur it is. And because of her background, May had encouraged improvisation on set. And you can see it in some of Vox and Cassavetes' scenes together. It's really good. And this is what I mean when actors direct for the first time. There's a heavy reliance on the friendship between these two characters who've known each other since kids, but we've only known for so little time. Definitely a template for writers on character work and for other young filmmakers to look over not only how to make a good film with so little money, but also how to use the actors to their greatest ability. However, although it was made with so little money, May shot scenes between Falk and Cassavetes with three cameras filming something at the same time. And May would end up shooting a lot of scenes. So much so that not only did the film go way over budget from $1.8 million to $4.3 million, she also shot over 1.4 million feet of film. To put that into perspective, that's about 266 miles of film and three times as long as the reel for Gone with the Wind. Because of this, tensions arose between May and studio Paramount Pictures, and they took away her privilege of final say on the production. The film was released and bombed hard. It also didn't help that the next film May would direct would be Ishtar, which was bombed so hard she didn't direct for almost 30 years. But over the years, the rights to Mikey and Nikki were purchased by Castle Rock Productions alongside May and Falk. May would end up putting together a new edit of the film and would release it the way that she wanted, with not only one director's cut, but two. Most recently in 2019, when the film was released for the home video company, the Criterion Collection. This version of the film is available to stream on Max and Canopy, which you can access through your local library. You can also buy or rent it on iTunes, and you can purchase the Blu-ray and DVD of the film from Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or Criterion.com, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.